On today's show, Buick sells a million cars so far this year. Volkswagen has not given up on trying to move upscale. And automakers debate over whether they should make their own autonomous technology or just buy it. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Tesla is telling anyone who wants to buy a Model 3 that if they place their deposit today, they can get their car in mid-2018. In its first push to get deposits, Tesla had 400,000 people give the company $1,000 each. That's $400 million. Those customers should start getting their cars at the end of next year, according to the company. Analysts say that Tesla will probably have to raise about $2.5 billion this year to keep the lights on. And there's no question it can raise the money. One venture capitalist tells Autoline that Tesla could easily raise another $10 billion if it needs it. Well, here's our Autoline insight. Why borrow money if your customers are willing to give it to you for free? By announcing a second push to get deposits for the Model 3, Tesla could raise tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. It's like getting manna from heaven. During its bankruptcy, GM had to shed several brands, including Pontiac, Saturn, and Hummer. The Automotive Task Force also wanted to give Buick the heave-ho, but cooler heads prevailed due to Buick's strong presence in China, and that decision has paid off handsomely for GM. Through the first 9 months of the year, Buick's global sales have topped 1 million vehicles, which is up 23% compared to a year ago. While China provided the overwhelming majority of those sales, around 860,000, the brand is having its best year in the U.S. in 11 years. Buick says it's on track to set an all-time global sales record for the fourth consecutive year. Earlier this year, Nissan acquired a 34% stake in its Japanese rival, Mitsubishi, to help save it after it was caught conducting improper fuel economy tests and manipulating data. And now reports say Renault-Nissan chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn will be named chairman of Mitsubishi. That's been well received by the investment community. Mitsubishi stock rose 8% in Tokyo after the announcement. That's because Carlos Ghosn helped turn around Renault in the 90s and Nissan in the 2000s, which helped earn him the nickname Le Cost Killer. It also makes him the only automotive executive running three different car companies. Still to come, Hyundai gives us a tease of what it's bringing to SEMA.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Volkswagen will launch its all-new luxury sedan, the Phydian, in China on Friday. It was jointly developed with Chinese partner SAIC and is the first vehicle to be based on the automaker's modular longitudinal matrix, or MLB, architecture. VW expects the Phydian to compete with other German luxury brands. But where it failed with its previous luxury sedan, the Phaeton, Volkswagen believes it can succeed with the Phydian. Over the last 4 years in China, consumers in the big cities have shied away from displaying their wealth, and that's where the less flashy Phydian could make its mark. As of now, the Phydian is a China-only model, but the automaker doesn't rule out that it could export the sedan to other regions in the future. And now let's have a little fun with an Elantra Hyundai will show off at SEMA. Created along with ARK Performance, what we like about this vehicle is it keeps all of the Elantra's major design cues, but puts them on steroids. It keeps the automaker's hexagonal grille, but flips it on its head. The air intakes on the lower fascia are much more pronounced, as are the wheel flares. And of course, there's other go-fast goodies as well, like a turbo kit, coil-over suspension, and a big brake kit. The SEMA show kicks off November 1st. Coming up next, John will talk about a raging debate in the auto industry right now. Should automakers develop their own autonomous technology or buy it?
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
There's a raging debate in the automotive industry right now. Should automakers develop autonomous technology on their own or should they just buy it from suppliers? Car companies like General Motors, Ford, Mercedes, and Audi are developing their own autonomous systems. Suppliers like Delphi, Google, and Continental are developing their own autonomous systems. The car companies that are developing their own systems say it's critical to have in-house capabilities because they can adapt it to cars more easily that way. And since there is potentially huge liability issues with autonomous cars, they want to control everything themselves. But suppliers point out that automakers already buy complex systems and that it shouldn't be any different for them to buy autonomous technology. In fact, some in the supplier industry believe that, just like every other commodity, autonomous technology will be whittled down to just a few suppliers caught in a race to the bottom to deliver the lowest cost possible. It's the classic make or buy decision that automakers have always faced, but I have never seen so much debate over a make or buy decision like we're seeing right now. Hey, remember, you can get reviews of all the vehicles that come through the Autoline Garage by going to the Seat Time section of our website. And anyway, that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.